7 companies are listed, 14 are fine.
So there is Lenskart, there's Grow, there's Wakefit, there's Meesho, there's Boat. They are the 5 big ones that I am kind of looking forward to.
We saw the 2021 wave, and then of course it was COVID, it died down. This one looks more solid to me. Looking at the SIP flows, etc., it doesn't look like the party's stopping. Look at the returns of TRMG index, which is the new startup companies index. It has clearly mimicked NASDAQ and outperformed Nifty and S&P 500. 2/3 of the startups which went public are now profitable.
Overall, the capital that was available to be deployed in India post-Series C has just shrunk. 90% of value is still traditional companies. So even if you take the SME IPOs, the main board IPOs are still large enough.
I think Chirag is an INTP, if I were to be right. And Revant is an ENTJ. To get two MBTI types accurate, 1 upon 16 into 1 upon 16. 1 upon 256 the probability, okay? Of me getting two MBTI tests right.
Kam bhai aaya hai wo MIT maths mathematician to ye bol rahe hai ki yaar mera bhi maths theek hai yaar lag gaya usse. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 52 of the Asymmetric Podcast. We have finally done it. 1 year consistently coming every week in front of you, meeting all of you guys. Thanks for all the wonderful love. So many of you hear us, give us feedback, so keeps us going. Please do keep that coming in. It's also Diwali, so wish all of you a great Diwali and a happy new year to wherever you're celebrating it. Light episode today, because it's a Diwali week. Shantanu's home in Pune. Spending time with family. Me and Chirag, as usual, the boring guys, are back in office. But we thought we'll catch up quickly and at least discuss what's happening in the overall startup ecosystem in terms of IPOs, funding, and more critically, what else is driving the IPO markets apart from startups. That and a lot more coming up.
I think काफी interesting, you know, we were compiling this data. Look at this from a point of view of this is only startup IPOs done historically, as well as what does 2025 look like. So we are back to, looks like we are back to or nearing the 2021 highs, which was probably the best year. And then I was just soul searching, ki yaar aisa kyon ho raha hai? Of course, we know some of those macro things. And then what are the second order effects of this? We saw the 2021 wave. And then of course, it was COVID, it died down. But this one looks like more solid to me. There are these set of companies, more set of companies doing this. Look at number of IPOs also. For 2025, 16,500 is already done. There is a almost like a 3.5 times pipeline, which is there, which is already filed. Almost double the 7 companies are listed, 14 are filed. And this includes the Grow, the Meeshos of the world, which is there. Crazy.
Of course, we FY26 hai ye. But everything will happen before FY26 end.
No, I'm speculating... No, I don't know. Everyone will get listed. But let's say...
Lenskart is November.
Think about it. 50% will list over. We are nearing the highs.
Take a second. So there is Lenskart, there's Grow, there's Wakefit, there's Meesho, there's Boat. The other 5 big ones that I'm kind of looking forward to.
So Lenskart is 100% going in November. Meesho approval bhi aagaya
hai. Meesho approval
mostly by Fem. And Grow will also go quickly. Yeah. So...
Grow ka thoda like, go...
Yeah, the valuation may maybe come down 5-10%, but I don't see a reason why they'll slow down on the IPO in any case. It's still a very profitable business.
No,
don't know.
At least I'm not hearing. Maybe Shiprocket this year, but these are big ones.
But I think most of these will go before March 26, in my view. See, I'll tell you the other reason why, right? Atomberg ka abhi tak approval nahi hai, or I think filing bhi, I don't
know. Really?
I'm not sure. Well, I'll tell you my point on all these filed now, which will go live before March is, assuming SEBI approves the pending ones as well, is you can't time the market. And the market has been open for IPOs for a very long time. Now, if you see 2024 and 25, 18 months, 24 months IPO window open hona na is a very rare situation. So, ideally, people will want to quickly get this out of the way because you never know when the situation goes south again.
Yeah, we have seen companies like MobiQuick attempt 3 times and then finally got listed because, you know, this market timing. Although, you know, we have discussed this just quickly. Looking at the SIP flows, etc., it doesn't look like the party is stopping. But I think the financial market always plays like this. We never know where the black swan is coming. But at least if you look at macro, look at credit cycle should start from here. Like interest rates started to come down. RBI started to push people that you should pass on. All of this macro, you know, is indicating reverse slip. Flip has, timeline has gotten reduced. 12 to 18 months hota tha pehle, it's become 3 to 4 months now. So all of that is at least showing that there is huge retail demand. There are companies lined up. So this should continue, right? It should continue. I don't see at least, you know, anything macro going here. Interestingly, you know, you look at this chart. Look at the returns of, you know, the TRMG index, which is the new startup companies index. It is clearly mimic, you know, NASDAQ and outperform Nifty and S&P 500. So, kya dikh raha hai ki retail participation, money is there. There are companies which are more profitable. 67, by the way, 2/3 of the startups which went public are now profitable. So, public market loves profitable companies. Wo profitability bhi ho raha hai, paisa bhi aa raha hai. Macro is also looking good. So, at least from our point of view, will this continue? At least it looks like it looks benign, right? We might have surprises in between. I think the interesting thing is, I was just questioning, why is this happening? Why is this sudden, you know, look at the Series C funding, how that has dropped. I think 2025, $5 billion of Series C is probably what? Less than 2017 here. It's 2018.
Wow. This is only India, is it?
It's only India, yeah. So why would, I was generally thinking, why would this happen? Like, you know, there are companies, depending on the kind of business you're doing, who might be prematurely asked to, you know, become profitable and get listed. Because there is lack of, it looks like there is lack of appetite for Series C funding.
Series C.
Which is fine. Series D, EB, lelo.
The private funding, na, basically. Private funding of large companies.
10 years, let's say 2012-24, a lot of the Series C plus market was crossover funds.
Correct.
Global funds who were investing in India. That's died out. Right? And that has totally disappeared. That has totally disappeared. And now, if you see, I don't think, by the way, this is covered in public, but there are enough VC funds and PE funds which have now either closed or moved on. वो अनाउंस नहीं होता है. Nobody announces कि वी आर क्लोजिंग द फंड, राइट? बट अगर कंपनी बंद होती है तो एकदम इकोनॉमिक टाइम्स पे आता है, अच्छा दिस कंपनी हैड रेज्ड 200 मिलियन इज नाउ क्लोजिंग. बट फंड्स व्हिच आर लाइक बिलियन डॉलर प्लसेस हैव स्टॉप्ड इन्वेस्टिंग नाउ बिकॉज़ आइदर दे आर नॉट रेजिंग अ न्यू वन और इंडिया इज नॉट इन द स्ट्रेटजी.
यू मीन द इंटरनेशनल वंस, राइट? द क्रॉसओवर फंड्स.
नो, देयर आर इंडिया स्पेसिफिक फंड्स आल्सो. लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल, एट रोड्स, व्हिच वाज इफेक्टिवली फिडेलिटीज बैलेंस शीट,
करेक्ट,
हैज नाउ अनाउंस्ड दैट वी विल now have a single team for Asia-Pacific. We will not have an India-Pacific. So that just means that...
That just means, yeah.
So there are multiple such situations that are happening. So overall, the capital that was available to be deployed in India post-Series C has just shrunk. I don't think...
Do you think then, Revant, is this starting to become an opportunity now? While this was not an opportunity in 21, isn't it now with more number of companies coming in? We are seeing IPOs happening and there will be companies who would want to delay, right?
Yes.
And everyone today is being rushed to get IPO now.
So there is a increasing pool of domestic capital. Let's say you take the, there were multiples and the Kedaras and the A91s of the world already, but now a creator or there are multiple such funds now. I think that will start, but they need domestic pools of capital. I don't think the international pools of capital are getting excited about.
Correct.
Series B, Series C. So the domestic family offices will look to maybe a few GPs who will say that there is a big opportunity now in Series B, Series C. Because compared to before now in India, the Series B, Series C risk is much lower. And the path to IPO, path to profitability is much more cleaner. Path to exit is also, therefore, I don't need to wait 10 years. 5 years, mein shayad company IPO kar legi. So you're talking about the year 5 to year 10 period where, and that pool will have to increase a little bit, but that will need domestic capital in mind. Or family offices.
Any
start stepping up.
People starting to talk about this? Any early signs of emergence here?
Yeah, ye bahut hi na hard market raha hai. Like traditionally, GPs have told me that the worst asset class has been Series BC because a risk doesn't materially go down. At least that's what they used to see. And rewards were not that disproportionate. So most of the rewards would get captured by the seed Series A, max Series B per person. Like let's take Meesho, right? The Series B was peak. They hold as much almost as Elevation, which was Series A. Of course, they had a larger fund, so they could deploy more over time. But if you look at SoftBank and Naspers investment price, which could be called a Series D, there's not that much of an upside. Or a Series E, where BCAP entered at 5 billion. Maybe it's like, and it's been what, 4 years since that. So they would be like sub 10% IRR. So the risk-reward ratio for Series C plus was always very poor in India because of the valuation risk-adjusted return, if I can call it that, was not so great. So I think it's going to take some time for people.
Hey, is that changing? Because, you know,
it is.
Let's say, aaj se 5 saal pehle jaye na, log bolte the, startup ka kabhi IPO nahi hota hai. I think that has changed. Startup kabhi profitable nahi hote hain. That has changed. Let's play out 5-7 years from here. Don't you think ki abhi tak hum bolte the, yaar, startup badi company nahi banti. I think that will also get changed because India is going through that phase of building out. And hence, there is an opportunity getting created now here. Which is earlier, you are right, was capped. So what happened that return was not made?
Or I think the risk, I think return was made. Issue was what happened? It was still like, for example, live with Zepto. So there are two kinds of businesses. One that keep guzzling capital. Like ideally, Series C, tak, a consumer brand would become profitable and would not need more money. If they need money, a PE can come in and sort of support, right? Or SaaS businesses would require capital, but lesser and lesser capital post Series C, because you can't burn that much in SaaS. Ideally, if you're a strong PMF, then you shouldn't burn, right? Those businesses will still get capital, but there'll be a very select pool of investors who will be very valuation sensitive, because traditionally the risk reward hasn't gone out. And if you see the Kedaras and the multiples of the world, na, they were always very sensitive about valuation because they acted like true blood private equity who said, my cost of capital is X, I need to get 25% IRR in 5 to 7 years. I will enter at this price, I will exit at this price. And right. I need to see a 5-year window. You couldn't see that necessarily in these fast growth urban companies, Zepto, these kind of models, which were winner take all models, where the cash guzzlement would also be very high. So those investors and those models are now far and few between. The businesses that will require $20, $30, $50 million, uske liye I think utna capital hai market mein. Maybe that's the other reason why the balloons look very big, because a lot of this capital now was guzzled by the Swiggy's. Like, yeah, Swiggy raised $4.5 billion in its journey. So Series D, E, F, maybe kitna paisa uthate the wo log. Ab kya ho gaya na, ye sab abhi Zepto
jo na primary re.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So Zepto has done $2 billion plus now, right? So these models now were the reasons why you would see these big circles. But I think other models beyond Series C don't need that kind of capital. So the I think you're right, there's an opportunity, but I think there are enough funds already circling those opportunities. It's just that they're quite valuation sensitive. Like, I don't know traditionally if me and you, Chirag, would love engaging with them, because we would want to believe that our risk-adjusted return ability is a little higher than what they would want to.
No, and I get it that they will be, because they are, you know, they have historic data points in which, you know, they probably have burnt their fingers or want to be like super cautious of getting in at the right valuation. Considering that there is a story of having tremendous growth from here, but still, you know, would want to be at least have a margin of safety. Hence, want to enter at the right point. But is that the reason, you know, why we are seeing some of these secondaries only funds start to emerge?
I was about to say that. I have a feeling that now, because of, there are 2-3 reasons, right? One is because you now have certainty of an IPO or near certainty of an IPO for certain companies. Also, now IPO pricing is also like in India, the rich value, rich market there. I don't know if you guys saw the LG Electronics IPO. One of my friends was telling me, brokers now, when they are deploying capital, or when someone is deploying capital for you in companies that are above 50 PE, SEBI has mandated that you get a notification that your this investment is going into a place which is above 50 P. Are you sure you want to do it? So there is now a certain
investor protection. Good point, actually.
So now there is a understanding that IPO markets are rich because of supply, maybe because of exuberance, combination of both. But what ends up happening is now people are saying, okay, agar IPO market mein we're expecting, let's say 100 at 60-70, like 12 months prior, we can start. And so a lot of secondary funds have come up because companies don't need capital. Because companies don't need capital, not because they've become stable. Yes, companies don't need capital because they need 1 or 2 years of profitability before they go public. So now they don't need the money. So they have kind of figured out what their potential 20% year-on-year growth on a scale is. Secondary firms come in, price lower, early investors get exits. I have a feeling a lot of this post-Series C stuff kind of either become secondaries or a lot of funds will move into early stage investing also. So interesting space ho gaya abhi bahut.
Haan, Revant, I think
I see a flaw in the model though. The secondary is only na. The big flaw is everyone wants to buy low. Right? Ki yaar, Shantanu, dekho, main secondary exit de raha hun, aapke capital ko, to saste mein de raha hun. Now, your existing shareholders will, yaar, सस्ते में क्यों निकाल रहा है करके सही जो वैल्यू है. आई जस्ट थिंक इन द एंड आफ्टर सीरीज सी ना दीज कॉन्वर्सेशंस जस्ट गोना बिकम मोर एंड मोर डिफिकल्ट एंड आई डोंट नो वेयर द इंसेंटिव्स गेट अलाइन्ड. लाइक व्हाट इज योर इंसेंटिव शांतनु टू लेट्स से यू वांट टू गिव समवन समवन इज आस्किंग यू फॉर एन एग्जिट कि यार प्लीज हमें निकलना है करके है ना बहुत टाइम हो गया आप आईपीओ नहीं कर रहे हो. यू से ठीक है दिस इज द सेकेंडरी फंड इज द प्राइस शी इज विलिंग टू गिव और शी इज विलिंग टू गिव. लेट्स से दैट पर्सन अग्रीज टू सेल. ओके लेट्स से दैट्स अ 10 करोड़ वर्थ ऑफ स्टॉक. नाउ द सेकेंडरी फंड सेज आई नीड एटलीस्ट 100 करोड़ ऑफ स्टॉक अदरवाइज आई कांट पे. देन यू टू फाइंड अनदर 90 करोड़ एंड द रेस्ट 90 विल से नहीं नहीं यार ये भाव पे नहीं बेचना है ये सब थोड़ी करते बैठेगा.
करेक्ट करेक्ट नो एब्सोल्युटली नो एब्सोल्युटली
बट सो मैं वही बोल रहा
हूं ये मॉडल थोड़ा इवॉल्व करना पड़ेगा. सी क्या होता है इफ आई वर टू लुक फ्रॉम अ सेकेंडरी फंड मैनेजर स्टैंडपॉइंट वो क्या बोल रहा है वो ये बोल रहा है कि बॉस देखो आईपीओ जाने के लिए लोगों को 10 साल लगते हैं 10 साल का फंड लाइफ साइकिल है नहीं. मेरे को बहुत सही है कि अगर मैं 70% प्राइस पे आईपीओ से कम प्राइस पे लाइक आई कम इन एट 70 रुपीज एंड आई लिस्टेड 100 रुपीज आई एम हैप्पी टू डू दैट विद लाइक 15 कंपनीज का पोर्टफोलियो.
बाय द वे जस्ट टू हियर द सेकेंडरीज फंड नोबडी विल सेल 12 मंथ्स बिफोर एन आईपीओ लाइक मीशो वंस पीपल गॉट टू नो कि आईपीओ जा रहे हैं नहीं यार 24 मंथ्स पहले पीपल विल स्टॉप बिकॉज़ दे आर लाइक बॉस द See what happens in private markets, and this has very clearly been explained to me, that private markets will max give you 6 months forward. Or if we are sitting here in October 2025, which is 6 months of FY26 have finished, they will value on FY26 numbers. FY26 dikhao kya dikh raha hai. Public markets will give you, if you remember Harish Kashyap had come on the podcast, they said FY27 or FY28 numbers.
Yeah.
18 months forward is the norm. 24 mil jaye, bahut badhiya. Wo bhi mil raha hai.
In
public, na?
रफली पीपल विल से दैट यार इस साल क्या होगा करके एंड प्राइवेट में ना दे फाइंड इट मच हार्डर टू कीप अंडरराइटिंग बोथ एग्जीक्यूशन रिस्क फॉर टाइम एंड अ मल्टीपल राइट. सो टुडे पब्लिक मार्केट्स आर बिकॉज दे आर बेटर वैल्यूड बाय डिजाइन प्राइवेट मार्केट्स विल गिव यू लोअर वैल्यूएशन. अब उस पर भी तुम अगर एयरकट लोगे तो लोग क्यों एग्जिट करेंगे ना फिर लोग बोलेंगे रुक जाते हैं ना 2 साल के लिए. Because 30% अगर मेरे को मिलेगा 18 महीने में that is still 18% IRR मैं रुकूंगा ना.
yeah, yeah.
यहाँ से at this quantum let's say I hold 10 crores
yeah.
30% more is better for me right unless somebody yeah, has reached the end of fund life and really want to exit which by design if you've got a cap table where there is a seller pressure shareholder private or public you will never get good press. Actually it's still cap table management at least if you ask me more than you know like ideally, if I was running a secondaries only fund, I would approach cap tables where I know that the people on the cap table have a need to exit, not because the company is not doing well, because their fund life has ended and they are not backed by, let's say, the Howards and the Princetons who could wait 2 more years. Ki nahi, aap rukte hai, koi tension nahi hai.
Like, I think why would a secondary fund manager have a minimum ticket size? They can have a much larger portfolio. They should operate like a public market.
If I have a 1000 crore fund, I would not want to do 10 crore checks. I would do 50, minimum 50, ideally 100 crore checks in 10 companies. Utne opportunities kahan hai yaar?
4 saal mein 5 saal mein 1000 crore ka fund isme bhi banane ki zarurat
hai. Ah.
Wo jo apan us pe bhi baat karte hain venture fund mein bhi.
Hmm.
Idhar bhi 1000 crore ka fund is not the opportunity at the moment.
Because the time is not the time is not 8 10 years. The time you need to return capital actually is 3 4 years. So you can actually have smaller funds and churn them quicker.
Yeah.
Or you don't even need to have
the opportunity.
Yeah, dikkat kya hai na for any GP to do all of this and the way economics work is a 500 crore fund, you will max get 10 crores of fees every year, right? Nahin, 10 crore na, 500 crore fund pe. Ab wo GP bolega, yaar, isme main kya team hire karunga aur kya ye sab karunga, wo sab problem ho jati hai. So you're right, I mean, you're absolutely right. A 500 crore secondaries fund is maybe the sweet spot to be raised, but if people are raising 1,000, 2,000, then they're doing it also unseized. No?
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. Who was saying Andreessen Horowitz has made 700 million in fees this year? Apne koi bola tha na kisi ne? Isi
this is a tweet na. Their fund size is massive.
8 billion.
Utsav had.
Utsav much.
But by the way, these guys have deployed and returned also. Like A16Z or a Sequoia in the US in the last 5 years would have returned about $50 billion. Or given liquid stock worth of Airbnb and Uber and stuff like that back to their LPs because sometimes you also flip the stock. So, I mean, sometimes I wonder that, yeah, this is a good narrative, but at least in the US, these guys have returned capital like no tomorrow. Aisa nahi hai ki they don't return capital. Their returns have been astronomical.
Yeah.
Like, for example, SpaceX is technically a public company. You can trade SpaceX shares, right? And valued at whatever. somewhere close to 400 billion now. I don't know how much Sequoia holds there, but their holding itself would be about 50 billion worth there now. A company. And it's public. They can flip it to their LPs if the LPs want liquidity. But they believe yahan se aur growth hoga, they'll hold. So, see, LPs are not stupid to keep giving money to these GPs. You won't be able to raise a $8-10 billion fund unless tum dikha, ya to tumne 50 billion ki liquidity diye, ya to tum dikha pa rahe ho ki dekho ye aapke paas hi aane wala hai.
Yaar, LPs is a very smart money, yaar. This is not the retained money.
Haan.
They to get to, they are the real allocators. Everyone comes to them and says, boss, this is the, you know, XYZ. And they start with very, very low allocations, very spread out. Very smart people.
Look, बीच में काफी नैरेटिव आया था कि मतलब ये 10-10 बिलियन के फंड दे रहे हैं कैसे रिटर्न करेंगे यार जो दे रहे हैं उसको सोचेगा ना वो मतलब कुछ सोच के दे रहा होगा कि कैसे करेगा क्योंकि उल्टा सोचो ना मे बी सेकोया हैड अ बिलियन डॉलर फंड और अ 2 बिलियन डॉलर फंड व्हिच नाउ दे हैव रिटर्न्ड इट 5x और 6x फ्रॉम देयर तब भी तो 2 बिलियन का 10 बिलियन करके दिया ना उसने अब वो थी कि एक एयरबीएनबी या एक उबर से हुआ बेंचमार्क के लिए व्हाटएवर इट इज बट क्लियरली दे नो द प्लेबुक लाइक अगेन गोइंग बैक टू द मीशो एग्जांपल I think late state is a very interesting strategy that people haven't played well. Like Elevation, I think Venture Highway backed Meesho and Seed. Then Elevation got a decent chunk in the, and it was a 350 million fund. So they obviously deployed over, maybe over time, $20 million to own a certain piece of Meesho. Peak came in later in Series B. So mehenga hai wo log. So they paid up a little because their entry share price is higher and they deployed more capital over time. But it still gave them almost the same amount of shareholding. So if you have a larger fund, you can afford to come in late and say, I have larger corpus to decide. Now, yes, my MOIC may not be as high as a seed or a series A fund, but absolute dollar to absolute dollar, I'm giving money to my LPs and they are happy. So kya problem hai? So sabki apni apni fitrat hoti hai to how
yeah, even, even Revanth in Razor Pay, I think peak entered at what, $200 million of the valuation?
Yeah, much late. I think 400.
400. So they came in late.
Huh. Though wahan pe, I would want to see what price Razorpay goes IPO at to see the returns. But at least Meesho, if it goes IPO at 6 or 7 billion, there's a chart, right? Who holds how much at this valuation and how much money they'll make. There's not much of a difference. As long as you have the balls to back it up and say, I'll plow in more money here now. And I will keep investing and it'll cost me more. But I have the fund size to still own more.
But does it also mean that finally, it's coming of age, or finally, the DPI is being realized for the venture funds. Yeah, badi badi companies are here. I'm hearing that peak should have $4-5 billion of public position.
Yeah, yeah. Like right? Grow so plus Meesho would be $3 billion. Those are two companies. Yeah.
So, Revanth, you are what we kept hearing na, ki yaar return nahi aate hain, DVP, DPI, TVP nahi hota hai, realization nahi hota hai. I think late hai, but lekin, I think we're getting to the party.
Yeah, I think what we have to solve still in the coming 5 years is how do we not get late? I think people are now finally happy that liquidity hai, but wahi hai ki liquidity is coming in the 12th or 13th or 14th year. How do we make sure it comes in the 8th year onwards only? Which Meesho technically for an Elevation will do.
Yes.
Or even a Peak will do. A Grow will be similar. I think wo acceleration to dikh raha hai actually. If you see companies that that were born between 2008 and 2015, maybe took 15 years to give liquidity.
Yeah.
But born between 2015 and 2020 have gone out faster and will set in that 10-year cycle. And hopefully 2020 onwards will definitely do it the 8 to 10-year cycle only.
Yeah, this is what it takes me to, that this looks like a wave 3. Right? Much bigger, much stronger, much more solid, or maybe I should use the word more profitability, path to profitability clear. For these companies. And we have all seen impact of, let's say, Flipkart and then Zomato leading to more startups. I think it's a flywheel in itself.
Crazy.
Right? Paisa jata hai, or funds release hote hai. Then more people are inspired to do startups. Wealth creation happens. People want to again then support more startup people.
Yeah.
I think this is just getting started.
But isme ek hi flaw bolunga main flywheel mein. Flaw nahi hai. Sorry, correction. Is for some reason I'm not seeing the right hand side. I'm not seeing the larger funds raised.
So mereko lag raha hai wo matlab pehle kar chuke hain isliye people are cautious ki nahi nahi yaar but the opportunity is in the making.
No, so two things. One is I think we are also at the
इंटरेस्ट रेट जो है ना यूएस
वो चीज होनी चाहिए, नहीं वो अभी तो नहीं होंगे, अभी वो इंटरेस्ट रेट इतने हाई है, लाइक इवन बिफोर ZIRP द इंटरेस्ट रेट्स में 2%, अब अगर 4% इंटरेस्ट रेट है तो यार फॉर योर कॉस्ट ऑफ, ओके द ओनली वे इंडियन फंड्स बिकम लार्जर इज द नॉर्म डजंट बिकम 3x इन 10 इयर्स. सी व्हाट इज 3x इन 10 इयर्स एज IRR? काफी कम है, 15%
13% 14%
करेक्ट. सो इफ वी कैन गेट टू लार्जर फंड्स बट देन आवर वेंचर फंड्स हैव टू डिलीवर 5x इन 10 इयर्स बेयर मिनिमम, एंड दैट वो अंडरराइट करना है. ऐसे नहीं 3x बोल के हम देखो 5x दे रहे तो हम ताली बजाएंगे. 5x इज द नॉर्म बिकॉज उसके बिना नाइदर विल इंडियन कैपिटल वॉन्ट टू पुट रिस्क कैपिटल, बिकॉज यार 10 साल की इलिक्विडिटी के लिए मेरे को अगर नहीं मिल रहा है 25% एज अ बेस केस तो फिर क्यों ही करूं करके मैं, राइट. एंड सेम नाउ बिकॉज द इंटरेस्ट रेट्स इन यूएस आर 4%, दिल बी लाइक कि भाई मैं इधर पे $1 billion दे रहा हूँ, AIVI में मिल रहा है मेरे को whatever 15%, तो मैं क्यों यहाँ पे कुछ चिल्लर दूं 15% के लिए. इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट माई कैपिटल देन शो मी 25%, ये विच सम फंड्स विल नाउ स्टार्ट डिलीवरिंग, विच विल होपफुली मे बी स्टार्ट द वेव ऑफ फॉरिन कैपिटल इंक्रीजिंग एलोकेशन देन फंड साइजेस और मोर फंड्स कमिंग इन. इवन इफ फंड्स डोंट ग्रो लार्जर एटलीस्ट मोर इंस्टीट्यूशनल फंड्स फॉर्मिंग सीरीज सी टू सीरीज सी डी एक्सेट्रा, वो थोड़ा सा आई थिंक एक दो फंड साइकिल लगेंगे ऑफ द टॉप डेसाइल फंड्स डिलीवरिंग लेट्स से 5x इन 10 इयर्स. Both are important. 5x also and 10 years also.
Yeah.
5x in 10 years is what IRR?
5x in 10 years is 17.46.
ये भी कम लग रहा है मेरे को. मतलब तू बता रहा यार अगर तेरे को 4% रिस्क फ्री डेट में मिल रहा है तो तू 10% के लिए क्यों लिक्विड एसेट पे जाएगा? ये लिक्विड रिस्क फ्री ट्रिपल ए बॉन्ड मिल रहा है मेरे को. इंडिया में वी आर गेटिंग ट्रिपल ए माइनस डबल ए प्लस एट लाइक 12-13% यार कॉर्पोरेट डेट लिक्विड दैट यू कैन ट्रेड. तो इफ आई एम अ फैमिली ऑफिस व्हाई विल आई टेक सो मच रिस्क फॉर 10 इयर्स एंड सिट विद द होप कि आई विल मेक 17%? मैथ डजंट वर्क.
5x भी कम लग रहा है, 18%.
हाँ वो प्रॉब्लम है मेरे को लगता है कि अपना बेंचमार्क जो है ना वो बढ़ना पड़ेगा फिर वो मिनिमम 5x तो क्योंकि इनलिक्विडिटी भी है ना.
But what are these late stage funds series C plus
expected? Sorry, by the way, just a small correction in the math, the way the IRRs, the funds calculate is they don't draw down immediately. So I don't draw down on year zero and return in year 10. I take money from you every 6 months and I start returning it to you so that you, I think 5x in 10 years will get you 25% IRR because you will manage the inflows and outflows in a way where the time I'm keeping the cash with me is lower than 10 years when I start returning it to you. Year 1 to year 3 deploy होता है ना, कभी कभी 4 साल का deployment period होता है. So I don't call all the capital up front.
Maybe उसको 5x in 8 years ही कर लो. Just to.
हाँ, that would be a better maths to do.
22.5%, 22.3%.
ठीक है, close. I think 5x. Then if you are a 5x fund, I think then you are okay. Which I think will have to become base case. जो अब तक 3x, 4x था. Like 4x gross gives you a 3x net actually, because you also have to remove fees and carry and everything. So स्टार्टअप्स तो बनेंगे, वेल्थ क्रिएशन तो हो रही है. आई थिंक लार्जर फंड्स का क्वेश्चन मार्क है कैसे ये सॉल्व होगा ये.
और दैट्स द ब्लॉक टू बी सॉल्वड.
या
आई थिंक इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट पता है क्या है, व्हाइल वी हैव बीन गंगो अबाउट स्टार्टअप्स आई वाज लुकिंग एट द ओवरऑल लैंडस्केप. यू विल बी सरप्राइज्ड द लेफ्ट ग्राफ इज ऑन नंबर ऑफ कंपनीज फाइलिंग फॉर आईपीओ एंड द राइट वन इज बाय वॉल्यूम और वैल्यू. We are like a drop in the ocean.
Ocean.
हम 3-4% on like number of IPOs हैं, and like 10 maybe 15% on the overall IPOs done in the country.
मेरे को आज ही आरती पूछती पता है. So I was talking to one of my ex clients when I was in investment banking 14 years back. I was speaking to him. One of my clients who we were trying to sell unka business plastic manufacturing mein, we were trying to sell the business. So for some reason we ended up speaking last week and I was asking how is the business etc going. He said we have filed DRHP, will hopefully IPO before the end of this year. And I was telling Aarti very proudly ki yaar kahan hum business bechne chale. So the transaction didn't go through. The buyer, we couldn't agree on a price, we wanted more, the buyer didn't want to pay up. It's not a big deal, But it feels so nice, right? 15 saal baad aap company bechne chale the, abhi aap IPO kar rahe ho karke. And she had a very fair question. She said, it's a B2B manufacturer for auto OEM companies that no one knows. Who's going to buy the IPO? I said, you will be surprised. If there's a good business, how many people are lining up? She said, but kaun hai karke ye log? I'm like, mujhe bhi pata nahi hai, dekhna padega karke. So this data just proves that point, that there seems to be massive appetite for businesses that we may not necessarily know, but numbers look good and people are figuring out ki nahi yaar yahan paisa ban sakta hai.
I go back to your statement ki newspaper ke pehle 7 panno mein there were full of IPO prospecting and you didn't know the names.
Look at value. 90% of value is still traditional companies. So even if you take the SME IPOs, the mainboard IPOs are still large enough for the non-startups. Or even SMEs are not small. 100 crore ke to honge 500 crore types.
Also, say for example, like there are a lot of companies. Like, Manhood naam ki company hai, do trimmer bechta hai, 25-30 crore ka revenue hai, 350 crore ka valuation hai. Chal raha hai badhiya, generational wealth ho gayi promoters ki. See, that's the thing, right? If you start seeing some of this stuff, it's quite crazy.
Yep. Are you guys watching this trend?
Oh, bhai.
While you have been gung-ho about all the, you know, equity markets making money, gold is up 70%. And our friend Aviral has posted, you know, if you were only Nifty backer, last 1 year is flat. Yeah. While commodities have gone up. What's brewing here, yaar?
मेरे को नहीं समझ में आता ये global situation है. This is like, why people have made like a run to the bank to buy assets like gold and silver. Bitcoin had a little bit of a crash after the tariff thing. But in general also, holding value जिसमें है, वहाँ पे people have gone berserk a little bit. This usually happens when currency faith is low, by the way.
Yes. So at least my read of the situation is that people are, at least global markets are not believing that US is the currency or the reserve currency. They are not feeling the something's not right.
I just feel bad that ye sab pata nahi mere ko kya ho raha hai, but main soch raha hu ki yaar, why do I have zero allocation to the other three? So miss ho gayi bas.
Miss ho gayi bas.
Yeah. Isme itne variables hai that everyone can be right and everyone can be wrong at the same time. Including like Raghuram Rajan type people. Like, it's so complex and intricate. Very hard to have an explanation.
You're right. It's easy to have a view on this, but it's very hard to have a right view on this.
Impossible, I would say. Yeah. At any point in time, we'll only have like 5% of the actual information that is affecting this.
No, but I think there's a lot of speculation also just going on in the market, because it's getting harder and harder to... I think the data point, at least that I read the most, is if the world has apparently whatever $300 trillion of debt, who owns who? Kisi ko pata hi nahi na. Sabne paisa print karke debt pe tum figure out kar rahe ho. Ab yaar, it's just very hard to figure out, right? That what is real and what is not. So these are all, I think, symptoms of a larger systemic problem.
Problem coming.
I don't think anybody knows how to solve. Kisi ko pata nahi hai solve
kaise. Anticipating ki US China kabhi to phat jayega. Like, we are going to live in a bipolar world. Decentralization hone wala. So possibly that.
That's already happening a little bit, na Chirag, already if you see. Like the push for... Like, I don't know if you saw the narrative in the US where GDP grew 4% and David Sachs said that most of this was AI infrastructure capex. So if we were not going to do this, then the country would be not be growing or would be growing at 0%. So there's an increasing push for a lot of dollar capital to invest back in US to grow the GDP, because the only way they always keep talking about getting out of the debt trap is for a GDP to grow faster. So that you can service the debt, right? Which is the problem for most countries, right? Ki you're all under debt, you need to service the debt. So your GDP needs to grow to be able to service the interest payments. And over time, the principal payments as well. And fundamentally, everybody's growth sort of was interlocked and dependent with the globalization, right? So some countries, by the way, I'm halfway through the book, Apple in China. Outstanding. Outstanding. Super fun. Super maza aa raha hai padhne ke liye ki matlab you just start understanding ki how did China become China with just such simple things in the last 25 years, that what if this had not happened, right? What if jobs had not come back? What if they are not believed in outsourcing? I don't know if you know, Shantanu, Jobs didn't want to do any outsourcing. He wanted to do manufacturing.
First step itself is killer. How they like forced Apple to be there.
Outstanding.
But the first step is fascinating here. Wherein they are saying that Apple ka fake hota hai. Oh, by the way, usse bhi yaad aaya, Revan, did you, the most striking thing at least in the first half of the book was, China government does something called as Consumer Day.
Yeah.
Where they collect feedback from consumers and for all the companies and say, tumhare bare mein ye bola ja raha
hai. Wow.
Which was like mind-blowing for me. Ki yaar, government ye karti hai. And that's where they figured out that Apple ki complaint was on. And they called Apple, ki yaar, what are you doing? There is a different treatment given to Chinese people.
Oh.
So Apple said, we have the same policy. And then they figured out that there are exact showrooms which look like Apple and they're selling copies. Which is leading to this issue.
Crazy. By the way, this happens with us. Na? Like, we were not entering offline. So Shantanu, we are now in GD, for example, in Bombay. Because people started complaining. Then my team went and said, Revan, yahan pe to hamara maal pada hai, ya fake hai. So people were copying products and placing them in GT stores. So now I'm like, nahi boss, ye to karna hi padega, because the brand gets hurt, right? So this is very
common. Dhyan rakho, counterfeit pe dhyan rakho. Counterfeiting is a
massive problem.
Isn't this like, you know, more signs of PMF AEO's channel maybe?
Hey Chirag, the problem is, what I have a concern is here, the business may not be ready to go across so many channels, no?
Correct.
The platform should, like, see, GT, I understand, they will not know, but a platform like a Flipkart or a Meesho, which sees rampant counterfeiting, by the way, should have stricter rules. Ki main
yaar, but pharma or like Neutra type of places, like,
they have zero, yeah, they are very open, ki nahi, humko tech platform hai, toh jo bech raha hai, hum kya karega. So Amazon, by the way, curtailed this in a very strong way because they realize it hurts the platform sentiment also, right? Keep Amazon pe fake milta hai karke. And by design, I think Quickcom will be more gated because nothing will come into the dark store unless it's been like... Yeah.
They have to put so much listing fees, etc., etc., so much advertising. So bhaa pe nahi hoga. But aren't you seeing the same in, let's say, both of you seeing the same in international markets also?
Yeah, same. East, people... 100%. Massive counterfeiting. Or reselling or just... Like, it's a major customer trust break point. But... anyway, coming back to the book, like for me, I need to do the other one also. I think what, I finally heard the podcast, Chirag, Bill Gurleywala, when he had gone to China.
It was supposed to be delivered, it got cancelled. Andrew, by the way, on that, do you have any plans of writing a book of your own? I think you could be a fantastic storyteller.
रोज तो रील पे कहानी बना दो.
आई थिंक शॉर्ट फॉर्म कंटेंट अच्छे से आता है मेरे को. लिंक्डइन पोस्ट टू द एक्सटेंट टू व्हिच आई कैन राइट लॉन्ग फॉर लॉन्गर फॉर्म.
बट लाइक दो 2 पेज वाला स्टोरी ना,
बहुत माइंड स्पेस लेता है वो.
एट सम पॉइंट
आई थिंक इट्स अ फुल टाइम जॉब राइटिंग. आई थिंक इट्स अ फुल टाइम जॉब और इट्स समथिंग दैट टेक्स 2 इयर्स टू पुट टुगेदर. अभी तो हां, बट आई लाइक राइटिंग. अभी तो टू आस्क टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चन, आई लव द आर्ट ऑफ पुटिंग टुगेदर chain of thoughts with coherence which lead the reader to an aha moment. I enjoy it. Like maybe out of 10 times I try, once it happens, or out of 100 times once it happens, but I feel ki usme that pursuit of articulation to an aha is a great skill to hone and develop as a business person or a leader or whatever. So the right process of writing a book is also a good self-improvement process, not as an outcome but as an effort. Oh my God, achha lagta. It gives me a lot of joy.
I think it gives you get it naturally.
Thank you.
You are actually much higher IQ than I thought, Shantanu.
Kya? Ye compliment hai, insult hai, dono hai.
Usko yehi sunna tha. There is so much IQ in the room and then you are bringing the average down.
Kyun RBQ laga aapko ki main buddhu hai ekdam?
Nahi, mereko laga nahi, tu buddhu hai. I'm just saying that much higher IQ than I thought.
RBQ bolta hai, tu achiever nahi hai.
Like you're 38, but you are still quite sharp and your ability to connect the dots is... इम्प्रूविंग ओवर टाइम. सो विजडम वाला पार्ट, हाँ, मतलब मुझे लग रहा है कि यू आर एबल टू लाइक, पहले ना द आंसर यूज टू कम, मेरे साथ ही होता था लाइक आई थिंक वी वर ऑलवेज एंथुजियास्टिक टू गेट टू द आंसर क्विकली, बट आई थिंक यू आर एबल टू प्रोसेस वेरी क्विकली एंड कम अप टू अ मच मोर हायर एक्यूरेसी ऑफ आंसर इन द सेम टाइम, तो विच इज अ साइन ऑफ गुड हाई आई क्यू एंड विजडम. मतलब तू यू नो फटाफट प्रोसेस कर पा रहे और फिर तो विच इज रेयर, मतलब एज वी एज वी स्लो डाउन ना. तो
I'm glad you see it because I'm assuming like you have seen me over a long period of time. So I will trust your judgment and work on it. Strength space feedback पे तो काम करते हैं. पर अलग से बात करेंगे इस पे कि in what way like in you know. So
okay, let me give a little bit here. Right? You've never been a very hands-on deep guy. So I always believed that one needs to go very deep to be able to connect the dots very quickly. But too deep जाता नहीं है, फिर भी तू connect कर लेता है dots. And you're
वो
using
special skill है.
हाँ,
मैं बोल रहा हूँ. I've seen him in like monthly MIS meetings where he'll come and he will ask like dissect the data, look at it in different ways and ask five very sharp questions. क्या ये क्या हो रहा है? And he'll come. मतलब those will be the right questions also.
बहुत बहुत critical skill है यार, asking the right questions. So I know you will say most McKinsey consultants can do this well, but I don't think they ask the right questions. तू सही question पकड़ लेता है तू, without having gone deep, which is super. I think it's high IQ plus connecting the dots. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's more to it, but I think it's a special skill set.
I think you're giving me more credit than you, but I'm glad because I do feel. So I do feel like I always have a hypothesis on prioritization for any situation. It would be an MIS meeting or it would be a fundraiser, it would be something when I do outside work. तो वो दो तीन चीजें मेरे लिए बहुत मतलब almost maniacal level का मेरे को वो चाहिए होता है कि इन दो चीजों पे क्या चल रहा है. And maybe pattern recognition happens because you're able to sharply prioritize. Otherwise, it may not happen. Also involves saying no to like 10-20 things. So I used to be an ENFP when I started my career. I took the MBTI 2 years back again. I have become an ISTJ. I've totally changed on all four.
Flip.
Flip okay. नहीं होता है यार, ये वही बोल रहा हूँ मैं.
ये पूरी क्या है यार, ये this is what makes me a little bit disbeliever here.
I need to be around clients, etc. I have to derive energy from. And it's not extrovert, introvert, it's extrovert, introvert. It's where you derive energy from. I'm still a very extroverted person. But I get no work done when I'm with people now, I feel. So professionally...
But work done ka kaise? But I think you derive a lot of energy from people, yaar.
No, I derive more professional energy from myself now. So I like to be with myself. I like to reflect more, read more. So I've realized that when I get 2 hours away from office, I do a lot more than when I get 6 hours in office.
And is real making part of, like, I...
And real making a very small part of that. So that but like also P has to become J because of the job. I think as you become senior, a lot of people become J because otherwise you'll just become very time inefficient.
Yeah.
P versus F also is a very sad movement of going from, you know, emotion to logic because you start getting,
yeah, it's same
a
job.
It's a scarring impact. I'm very surprised about the S versus N. I would have thought as a founder I would be more N, but I've become more S, like more. Maybe again, it's a more capital deploying or capital deployment slash risk assessment thing that founders do over a period of time. You become a lot more bottom up than top down. And I can actually feel. So, huh. But all four are not very strong, except for the I part. S, T, and J are still moderate. Like.
And what is ISTJ described as? What they describe one family now?
That's a good idea. Logistician. I think Chirag is a IN. TP, if I were to be right.
Bang on.
And Brevan is an ENTJ.
So, same problem. I was ENTJ when I started. I was ENFP when I took it some 8-10 years back. I am now ENTJ.
Two on two. To get two MBTI types accurate. 1 upon 16 into 1 upon 16. 1/256 probability, ठीक है, of me getting 2 MBTI tests right.
ये ना इसका भाई आया है वो MIT मैथ्स मैथमेटिशियन, तो ये बोल रहा है कि यार मेरे मेरा भी मैथ्स ठीक है यार, तो लग गया उसमें.
तो बढ़िया शांत है ये प्रिडिक्टेड राइट यार, बहुत बढ़िया
है ना. दोनों आप गए काम क्या सिटी में ना, आई तो एंड रेवन के साथ आई नो हिम नाउ फॉर मेनी इयर्स. तो आई थिंक एमबीटीआई इज बेसिकली अ थिंग फॉर अदर पीपल टू नो अबाउट यू सो दैट दे कैन मोल्ड देयर वर्किंग स्टाइल टू यू वेल. I think the approach is not to think of this as a place to get answers. I think the approach to, is a place to get mental models. Because इसमें क्या होता है जब आप पढ़ते हो ना इसके बारे में, then you will retrospectively think यार हाँ यार मेरा ये colleague ऐसे करता है, तो maybe this is this kind of person, so this is how I can work better around that person. Like a lot of times we know we are not equipped. We are our only equipment on human understanding is our observation, which is oftentimes not significant. So when you see, I don't know if you guys have seen the circle of emotions. There are many 250 or 300 emotions that we feel as human beings. And because we have put words to each emotion, we are able to feel it with a certain amount of self-awareness and intensity. Otherwise, people who don't have that understand that language will struggle with knowing what they're feeling. Similarly, your language will help you, I think, at least pigeonhole in some shape or form, even yourself. Most of all, yourself. I think it's an amazing way to reflect on how we are as, collaborators, inspirers, helpers, leaders, founders. You know, I think that mental model is very good. Because इसमें काफी मतलब बुद्धिमान लोगों ने इस पे काम किया हुआ है. And I think a lot of stuff is now, but I agree with you that it cannot be considered gospel. So then the force fitting, hard force fitting, answer seeking, that that's misuse of the tool. The tool is more enablement and eye opening.
Helpful session. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. चलो बढ़िया है.